to me.
Yeah, I had a crab cake today. Because I told you I have those ones from Private Selection.
Oh. Fancy.
Yeah, so. Yeah, okay, shout out to nice. Kroger's brand. The Kroger brand, Private Selection. They're all your. It really does make you feel fancy. You know what I'm saying? Like, cause for frozen food, like, it actually turns out really good.
You know what? Actually, now that you said it, that is true. There are some store brands that are like, that are actually pretty damn good. You would never know. And it might even be better than a name brand. Like, it is what it is.
Yeah, like, I really, I like Fridays. Fridays has, you know, their frozen food brand. I've gotten different things from them. I don't really like wings like that, but I did get their cheese sticks, their mozzarella sticks. That's always good. That's over there in my book. I want to also try their potato skins that they have.
Yeah.
I feel like I've become more of a person that eats frozen food. The only downside is, like, a lot of them come with a lot of sodium and shit like that.
That is true.
So, but, I mean, again, it is convenient and shit, like, so. You know.
There's always a catch-22, with frozen foods. It does have a lot of sodium and a lot of prepackaged foods. That's how they stay fresh. You know, so it's tough. I will say this on a name brand thing. Anybody out there that listens or watches this, if y'all have ever been to Publix, the grocery store Publix, they have the best fruit. Like, the best fruit. Like, you get a fruit bowl from them, like tropical fruit bowl. That shit is always fresh. It's on point. Oh my gosh. And the deli. Their deli,
those shops.
And anything if you're getting chicken or even like macaroni and cheese or any kind of sides you get at the deli, all that stuff at Publix is just on point. Always. Anyway, I'm making myself hungrier. I'm not trying not to think about it. I just ate some. You ever had combos? You know what combos are? Those little pretzels.
Oh, like those things that have the filling things? Yes.
They have some new ones that are 7-layer dip flavored. So, everybody out there needs to get you some of those.
How is it?
So, they're delicious. They are delicious. So, I don't know how they pack so much flavor in such a tiny package.
That's us.
Exactly.
We are a combo.
Yo, 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 and yo, it's Simon Hilla.
And it's Jay.
And see two games walking to a bar podcast brought to you via the Anchor app. Go to anchor.fm, download the app for your desktop or your phone, and you can record, edit, and distribute your own podcast like this. Also, we're recording via Zoom today as well. Can't forget to mention that. But, get you your own podcast, which you don't even have to ask anymore because it's handed to you at birth. You get a social security number and a podcast. And who produces this podcast?
Just Ilkami LLC.
That's it, just Ilkami. Here we go. We're going recapping we will be recapping week number 3 of our March Madness contest that we're doing on IG Live. This week is the last week. How quick did that go? What the hell? It went fast as hell. So we got one more week. We got our third winner. Who was the first guy? I'm horrible with names again. But we had Cole.
Wicked J.
That's right, Wicked J.
Yeah, Wicked J. And then we
Take
had
the river.
Kobo, and now we have a third person.
We got AC. We're bringing in AC. Y'all don't
AC.
know. Y'all don't know AC? I don't think I knew of AC before we started doing our IG lives, but he came through and he kicked ass and had a really dope song. And we're going to talk to him today. Kind of get to know him a little bit better so y'all can get to know him as well. Yeah,
he's
it was
a dope
cool.
Guy. We've done a lot of songs together.
That's really dope. That's dope. So just to recap for everyone out there, this contest that we're having, we've been having a March Madness contest. That's what we call it, just because everything is March Madness right now. And we're doing, this is the last week, we are giving people 8 available slots to enter a song into our weekly contest. This is week and final week number 4. Before we go to the finals, and you submit a song, we listen to it, me and Jay and Pamela, we rate the song, scale of 1 to 10, and the highest ranking song at the end of the evening, which is about an hour, advances to the final round. So I have a final 4 round, and then the winner of that contest will win what, Jay?
A custom exclusive beat by Simon and I, a release by us with graphics included, well, the cover art included, and also, last but not least, I don't know why I had to draw that. On top of the cover art, if you need to get the song mixed, Simon will engineer it and do all that shit for you because he is the best at that. He's one of the best top guys I know to do it. So he'll also mix the song if you don't have access to an engineer.
That's right. I'm excited because we had 3 really good artists so far. And I don't think this week is going to disappoint either. So it's going to be tough. It's going to be real tough when it comes down to that final 4.
Yep.
So I'm looking forward to it. And also, I think that all of our friends, or I guess you call them the viewers or fans, friends, you know, they're all that. They've been coming and they've been really giving a lot of good feedback as well. It's like we've had a live audience in there. You know what I mean?
Thanks.
So, I appreciate that. So anyway, but you can join us. We'll talk more about that later. But I want to talk about, well, the only thing I can talk about is this, which is strange and good. But this year, for me, went from like 0 to like 100 miles an hour. Because I went from having a couple things to work on to a ton of things to work on. I did some vocal mixing for this group called Lotus. They're going to have more music coming out. Josh Rubin is another artist I've been mixing for. He hit me up. It's like, I'm about to send more stuff your way. We're going to have more releases. And then I got a call from this group called If I Die, so I'm producing one of their next singles, and they're coming in from Orlando, and a couple of other artists hit me up, and I was working with Jasmine Pollard last week. It's insane. Like, something about this time of year does kind of pick up, but also, I don't know if you get a sense of it, but I get a sense that people are excited to kind of get back to normal.
Yeah, whatever that is.
Right. I think things are going to be a little different, but there'll be some kind of normal. But I think it's a good sign. It makes me feel good. It makes me feel productive. So I want to share this, too, before... I want to see what you've been doing, what you've been working on. But one of my friends came over on Saturday. Shout out to Evan. You know Evan. So Evan came over Saturday to hang out for a bit, and we were just talking about everything, like music, business. He's like, I know you wrote a book about your life so far, but have you considered writing a book just about music? Like your music career?
Right.
I was like, I had not really thought about that. He said, I think a lot of people would find that interesting. So talking about how I figured out, I wanted to do music and my early years and then like my college years, like so all these different years and like projects I worked on and people I've worked with, and just a lot of industry experiences. And that really pumped me up because at the time, I was like, I don't know. But then after he left, I kept thinking, I kept thinking, I kept thinking. And then all day yesterday, it was nagging me. I was like, I could do that. It might take me a year, but I could do that. So I'm gonna write another book.
Oh, and then do you get someone to
Happening.
like edit it or like how that work out?
I don't know how I'm gonna do on this one because the first one I did, I was very new to the process, and I had some really good editors, but it costs a lot of money to get a book edited, and it wasn't. I mean, they did a great job, so I'm not saying that, but I think I probably just broke even though I sold all the books that I printed, but I didn't really do it to make money. Well, I mean, we all kind of do, I guess, but you know what I mean. Because my intention was to share those stories. I was hoping I might profit a little bit, but it's just an expensive process to not only edit your book, but then you gotta pay to get it printed.
Oh, yeah.
Because it wasn't just digital. And that's the other thing. I was actually looking that up, like, could people just do ebooks? And a lot
You
of
can do an
places are
ebook.
saying, I know, but a lot of people don't, they want a real book. So I'm trying to figure out how to.
Or an audio book, too. You should do that.
That's what I really need to do. That's really what I need to do. And I
Yeah,
hate
because
reading.
I've been paying for, like, I know someone, she drops, her name's Mickey Shiloh, she drops, ebooks and audiobooks, and I bought some of them.
Oh, that's dope.
So
Okay.
I don't know, I guess it depends on you.
Yeah, well, I think also I don't really know how to distribute an
She
audiobook, but I'm
uses
sure I could.
Canva. Well, not Canva, I'm sorry, she uses Canva to distribute the ebook, which I didn't know was a thing.
Oh, wow.
Now the audiobook, I think she just makes it like a file that you can
And just
download, like a
download it.
player.
Well, you
Yeah,
could
like
just make
download it,
it.
or you can just stream it through the
Okay.
you can
That's a
just
dope
stream.
idea. That's a dope
But I can.
idea.
Yeah, I can let you know. I can check out what she does.
Yeah, I might check into that, but also see if I can get it distributed through like Audible or even in Amazon or Apple books. Apple iBooks or whatever
Yeah,
it's
I mean,
called
you
now.
definitely have
So
options.
yeah, I will look into it for sure, but that's kind of exciting to me because I just wasn't, just like the past year, you don't know what's gonna go on over the next couple of
Yeah.
months. You're like, oh, is it gonna be slow? Am I gonna get any work? Like, what's gonna happen? And then all these things pop up and you're like kind of relieved, So I'm excited about that. What's been going on your way over there?
Shoot, I've had just a lot of beat packs to do. Not like the same beat packs I used to do. Beat packs to send out for placement opportunities. And then I got stuff that's dropping, coming up. Some stuff that got delayed and it's dropping still, so that's good. Other than that, yeah, I've just been working with my same, I have artists, that hit me up for different things that they want, or just getting beats. I guess more so people have been getting beats from my site and stuff like that. But I'm just vibing, honestly. I mean, just having a good time, I suppose. But
That's
yeah,
cool.
nothing too crazy right now, just making vibes. And I am now, I was watching a video today because I've been doing a lot of studying in regards to I use two platforms to sell my, well, I use a lot of platforms to sell my beats on, but my main platforms are BeatStars, well, Airbit and BeatStars, because Airbit is where I have for my website. But BeatStars, their marketplace, to be honest with you, is unmatched, right? Their marketplace, it's so much easier to me to get sales through their marketplace. They have a just really strong to me in comparison to Airbit. But Airbit has a better conversion for me in regards to their player, so it's weird. But I was watching a video today through the BeatStars playlist, where they gave you just a bunch of people talk about tips and tricks on marketing or sale or whatever, different topics. So I'm applying one of those marketing tips that I got from a video today of people of a producer group, I guess, who does really well. Just using BeatStars advertising. They have an advertising platform. I'm trying it out again with a different technique that they said worked. So, I mean, I want to put my money where my mouth is and see what happens, and just also consistently upload on there. I think that'll help too. So yeah, we're seeing how that works. I'm using a tip, but I'm pretty pumped because you know me, I like to try out new things to, yeah, but also try it out long enough to see if it, sticks. But
Right. Yeah, we talked about that
I'm
a
doing
couple
it
of
for,
times. It's...
yeah, I'm doing it for, I'm gonna do it for a month only because for that platform, that's a pretty good amount of time for,
Okay.
you don't need, because if you do 6 months, and something doesn't get, I mean, that's a little bit long, but at least trying out
Yeah.
for a month just to see what happens, as long as I'm, consistently uploading and stuff like that, along with doing the advertising. I just want to see how that works out. But yeah, and so I have a good feeling. I'm sure it'll go well. And yeah, but just finding new ways, well, finding ways that work for me,
Yeah.
I'm just having fun, honestly, mostly with the beat packs right now. I've been making packs every week or so.
Yeah.
So, and you know that because I've hit you up. And then also, we got BMI checks, you and I. Yes, what day was that?
Friday.
Friday?
Friday. Yep. Yep.
Yeah,
Shout out to
you and I,
BMI.
we have our shout out to BMI. We have our beat that was in Total Divas.
Okay. Yeah, I
You
haven't
and
looked
I.
at the report.
We still,
Okay.
it's the same. It's the same beat from the last time. We got
Okay.
another little
Got another
splice
round of
of
money.
another round of money. So sync licensing is dope. That's why I'm glad we do it, because we've done a lot of beats together for sync. We still do, so it's kind of never ending journey in sometimes.
A lot of it is just, a lot of it is just creating those. I think it's more so. I just actually had a conversation with two different people in the past 2 days about the same thing. One person's a beat maker, and one person is an artist, that paints and stuff like that. And it was interesting
Right.
that they had the same dilemma in that they. Are, by the way, they're very talented, both of them. It's always coming down to awareness, and I always said, just first and foremost, do what you can. Sometimes you gotta make up your own
Yes.
projects. if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So, you know, if something's slow, you know, I told one person, I said, well, if things are slow right now, have you ever made a beat tape? They're like, yeah, I did a while back. It did pretty good. I'm like, well, okay, well, if you're slow, make a beat tape. You don't need anyone for that. Just make a beat tape and
Next.
upload it, and maybe people will stream it. You know, and instrumental music is becoming quite a commodity. There are people out there that
Yeah.
make livings off of instrumental music because there are people that just, you know, when they're studying, when they're, you know, making dinner, whatever, they probably want music, and maybe they don't want lyrics. You know, they just want a little, you know, ambiance to listen to. Funny thing is, when I was in college, I'm throwing this at you so you can call me old. But when I was in college, I feel like maybe I told you this, I used to make instrumental music and I didn't have the money to put them on CDs because I was a broke student. So I put them on cassettes. I put it on
Cassette tapes.
cassette tapes. And the local, there was a record store on campus. Hang on. There was a record store on campus, and
Yeah, that's kind of fire, actually.
they would sell my shit, and they would all sell out. I wouldn't make that
That's
many,
actually really fire.
but think about a small campus, and I'd make like 10, 15 copies in my room. And they would just sell them for me. It's
Can they just
crazy.
give you the money?
Excuse me. Yeah. You just work on a commission. So, you know, basically be like, we'll put it in the store for $7 and we'll give you $5 for every one you sell.
Oh, okay.
And because it
That's
only
pretty
cost me
cool.
like, you know, it cost me maybe $2 to make them, you know.
Okay, yeah.
Because you just buy blank tapes and, you know, put them on there. There used to be this company called Cassette Warehouse. It used to buy
Yeah, it's funny.
cassettes.
I
Go ahead.
go ahead.
I was going to say you could buy cassettes and custom lengths. So if I knew my little instrumental EP was, you know, 30 minutes, you'd be like, oh, you get a 30-minute cassette. Which was 15 minutes on each side. Oh my gosh.
Well, it's funny because
So.
I still remember my dad back when I was in high school. That's he told me that I should start doing CDs. When I
Yeah.
first started, yeah, when I first started, I think I still have that shit. I had like a little cover that somebody made me that said mini producer.
That's dope.
Yeah, I don't know if I still have it, but if I do, it's pretty dope. But yeah, it's so funny because I don't know, just the journey, you know, like thinking about starting out doing shit like that, and now you can do streaming shit.
I remember in college when a band I worked with, or I produced, I was in the band. I think our first song that came out on CD, and I couldn't believe it. I was just like, it didn't sound that great. I think about those
Oh,
songs I did back then, like, I was so young. I was like 20, maybe 19 or 20.
really?
We had a song on CD. I was like, holy shit, we made it. You know? This was back in
Yeah.
the day, though, when I thought just because your music was on CD, it was gonna sound good. Like the CD made it sound good.
Oh, yeah, like it's like it really upped the quality.
Right, that's what I was really thinking, because my mixing skills were obviously, and producing
Oh my
skills
gosh. Don't
were
even
not.
remind me, my stuff was fucking
Think
it was
about, yes,
funny
me.
though because I had to say this before we get our guest on here. The funniest thing is when I was in high school still, I believe, I used to work at the mall at a kiosk. And we sold like beanies and shit like that and tapes. But we had a little speaker, and I used to play my beats on the speaker, and I would freestyle to them. And there would be just a bunch of people like watching me freestyle to my own beats, right? It was like
Oh
cool
my
because
God.
even back then people liked my beats and I didn't know what the fuck I was doing, to be honest with you. But it was like cool because that was like, man, nobody knows about that shit now, bro. Like that was fun. It was fun because you didn't give a fuck. You just like, I just playing them on the speakers. I didn't care
Yeah.
what people thought about them. And people thought they were not bad at that time and place. And so it's just funny to think about how much things change.
I want to tell you this because I would have been in Atlanta at that time. Yeah, I was. If I, oh my gosh, you got to understand. If anybody would have told me, like, Simon, there's this person,
Yeah,
this
that's the
little
mall.
person at the mall. I think they got a lie, and they're
Yep.
freestyling on beats in the middle of the mall on a ki at a kiosk. You know my ass would have been there. I'd be like, "Yo, we're
Yo.
getting in a cab." I would have called Fred. Fred, we gotta go up to Marietta or wherever you were. I'm like, "We going up there? We gotta see this."
Yo, 'cause it was funny because like that's the only job you could do that at. Like obviously it was a very laid back place. But I mean,
Yeah.
and I was the top seller there, so
I
I
can see
guess
that.
it really didn't matter, to be honest. Actually, to be real with you, the guys that worked there, they were envious of me, low key, because I was only there for a few months because they closed down, but I was the top seller. But I have a great personality, and people already were staring at me anyway, so I just used it to my advantage. Like, yo, buy something while you're at it. Shit. Yeah.
Well, remember I told you that when we first met, that, my grandmother, I always told my grandmother that, and I was like, people like looking at me, I might as well be doing something
Yeah,
while
like,
they're looking, I mean, you ran with that torch too. Oh man, that's
yep.
great. I really wish I could have been at that mall.
Yeah,
I would
you.
love to see, how old were you? It's like 16, 17?
No, I was. Was I? I don't know. I think it was back in like 2013, 20. No, even before that, because I was still in high school. So yeah, I might have been like 16.
Oh my gosh. That would have been one of the most incredible days of my life. Just to see you freestyling. Oh my God. That would be great. I think, by the way, I don't know, maybe we need to integrate something into our IG live on Thursdays.
Ugh.
We have like an MP freestyle
Nah,
segment.
man. No,
Like,
because
come on,
then
like, just.
people are gonna want to see it more. No, I'm good. And I feel like since I haven't done it in a while, I just kind of fell off from that. But I used to freestyle at the lunch table. Pamela doesn't believe me because she says I should not do that now. But when I was into it, I did used to freestyle at the lunch table.
I like the vote of confidence from your girlfriend. Like, just
Yeah,
don't
she
do that
really
anymore.
just don't do it anyway, but it's okay.
It's like people that get embarrassed for other people. Like I do that, but knowing you, but you have rhythm, and I, because like when we're working on beats, we both do that, whether we do it out loud or in our heads. We'll be mumbling stuff. You
Yeah, a
just
little
hear in your head,
freestyle.
like, ooh. But that's a good producer, like. If you hear the flow over how it could go,
Exactly.
when I did more writing when I was younger, I would do that same thing.
Excellent.
I would tell the artist like, "Hey, try this flow or try that flow." So,
Yes. How are things coming on our guests? What's the deal?
we have no notifications yet.
Okay.
It'll
Well.
say when he's. Do we have any Instagram updates?
Let me check.
From him. This is the behind the scenes, y'all.
Behind the scenes.
You
I
can get to.
Some of y'all can't hear, I mean, see us, but if you hear
Oh, that's
us,
right, that's true.
wait. No, I don't. Oh, yeah, we on? Yes. He
What?
said,
Okay,
he said, he
yes.
said, we on. Yo, well, before he comes on, I'm gonna say this, bro. It's been so dope. Shout out to my guy, Big Business, because he got some artists on one of my beats. Just some dope independent artists and stuff like that. all my beats. One of him, one of the artists that he has signed to him and some other artists that he's just connected with, but they were on one of my beats and I was like, hey, that's fire. He tagged me, but we've done a lot of cool, we do a lot of cool stuff together, but it was just nice because he tagged me in one of the studio sessions of them playing one of the songs I produced.
That's dope.
Yeah, so it's still
all right. Well, let's do this. Let's take this little break, and then when we come back, we'll have AC on here.
Let's
chat it up with him. All right, so let's do it. Okay, here we are. We're back. You know, we got a special guest. This is special guest number 3 from our March Madness contest. Y'all know how we do. So, that's right. So this week, well, last week, technically, AC here just killed the competition, took it over, won last week's competition. So here he is on our podcast. We are, we're stoked to have you on here. Now, I realize you and MP have known each other for a minute, so I'm kind of like the new guy on the block here. So I'm happy to meet you, AC. I only know you from the
likewise.
So it's
likewise, man.
Always good to talk to artists. And what people didn't see was the rambunctious energy that we had going before I hit record. that I hope doesn't die down. But I mean,
it's still here.
MP, since you and AC, y'all been knowing each other for a minute, you know, feel free to chat it up and ask questions.
Yo, AC, I know I was saying this before we recorded, but I see you got your merch. Now, listen, just to preface this, some people, they can't see us. They're not going to see us. They're going to listen to us. So try to describe what you're wearing for the people that are not going to see what you're wearing. That makes
okay,
sense.
Okay. Well, basically, man, I just got on a black tie-dye hoodie, just something I kind of created. Then I've got my Straight to the Bank logo on there. This one's old, so it's a little faded out, but it's just the bandit face over a pretty much a big white bandit. So it's, you know, it's kind of like ghosted a little bit. That's Straight to the Bank, Straight, the number 2, THABANK on Instagram, if you guys want to go check it out personally.
Let's get it.
That's dope, by the way. The black tie-dye is pretty sick.
Yeah, I kind of fell in love with it when I first saw it. And I was like, yeah, that's my shit now.
Well, because it's like tie-dye is, you know, it's cool, but you don't see it much in the black tie-dye.
Yeah,
it's cool. Sorry, MC, I didn't. Oh, does it? Hey, yeah. Some of the best things are hard to make, man. That's what makes it good.
Hey, hell yeah. That's what makes them good, shit.
Shoot, I still need that, that AC sponsorship out here so I can rock some of these clothes, you know what I mean?
Man,
I dig it.
I got you.
Man, say less, man.
I got you.
No, I always appreciate the fact that, like, if you don't know something, AC has a lot of merch. Like, he's always got some new stuff coming out. I've been keeping up with his posts and stuff like that. But
I did my research yesterday.
He's a businessman.
You gotta be.
Know what I'm saying? So,
stay busy.
I want to ask you this, you know, Simon, I'll give you the room. I have to ask, how do you kind of balance, I know you're putting out merch, I know you're putting out music, how do you balance, you know, having these different, I don't want to say streams, but just different creative opportunities for yourself, you know what I'm saying? How do you kind of balance that? Because I'm sure having to do merch, you know, that's a lot to keep up with, and then doing music, you know what I mean? How do you keep up with that?
Man, I mean, honestly, it's really tough. It's really tough because, I mean, I still have, you know, my personal life as Adrian. You know, I'm a father, got all my kids here. So I still got to get up and go to work in the morning and do the regular thing. So I guess I really just kind of try to block my time off. Like if I'm working on merch, like I'm usually just working on merch. Like I won't take time to stop working on merch to go do music or stop working on merch to hang out with my homies or anything like that. Like that's honestly been the biggest issue I've had is just the timing, trying to figure out how to where everybody and everything fits in at. And it's, you know, so everybody gotta be on the same page. When it's time to work, it's time to work. And that's just that, man. I just gotta treat everything like work. So I make time for it. That way I make sure I have time for it. And you know, we make it happen. We're here now.
Yo.
We're here now.
And then I guess my last question until I segue it to Simon is, you talked about how it's a lot, because it sounds like you're just doing it yourself. Do you feel like as an independent artist, it's important for people to have like a team behind them or like management, or do you think doing it by yourself in the long run kind of pays off better? What do you think?
Nah. I've recently kind of got into like people that do like motivational speeches just to try to help level up my mindset. And one of the things that I've learned is that doing it by yourself, that means that your dreams ain't big enough. If you can conquer everything by yourself, then your dreams wasn't big enough to begin with. And I think I have dreams that are too big for my own two hands. So I'm slowly starting to see the importance of, I used to want to do it all on my own. I used to feel like you have more gratitude saying I did this on my own from the ground up. But I'm seeing now, like, this shit is hard, man. Like, it would be nice to have a second set of hands in here, like, while I'm recording, somebody over here manning the engineering process for me instead of me recording, having to run out the booth, stop, rewind it, erase it, go back, record, and do the whole process on my own, being a one-man machine. Like, if you had a team, it would make it a lot easier. Somebody shoot your video, somebody to operate your engineering, somebody to help you with the recording. So that way I could just focus on being an artist. So yeah, I think having a team behind you is very important. A team of trustworthy people, not just a team, because you can pay anybody to do anything. But at the end of the day, you know, I'd rather trust everybody that's with me.
Thanks.
Yeah, we were talking about just last week, me and MP were talking about the importance of mindset. Self-discipline, you know, especially when you're your own boss, you're your own manager, your own engineer, you know, because, you know, even with what we do, you know, like our podcast, we record it, we edit, we distribute it through a certain app, but this is all stuff we do, and it's not even our job, like, you know, I mean, not that we literally have a job description. I think everybody's kind of, I think now in this era, everybody's going to be kind of good at a lot of things. And maybe you're really great at like a couple of things, you know, and it's weird. You almost have to build to the point where you can get the team. And then when you get the team, the acceleration of the growth is exponential. Because then, like you said, you know, I worked with artists that, you know, there are artists I've worked with for 10 years. That, you know, and they never have to worry about their engineering. And I know what they're thinking, they know, and they don't even have to ask me something. You know, it's like, I already took care of it. Yeah. You know, don't worry, don't even think about it, which is a good thing. You know, and I manage an artist, shout out to Kay Vizo, and that's my shameless plug. So, hey, Kay Vizo, who is like, you know, he's a good friend of mine and he's really talented. You know, but we talk about this all the time. It's like, you know, sometimes you need somebody in your corner, whether it's one person or a couple people, to kind of give you space to do what you do. Do your thing, I'll do mine, and then it works better together. It's you know, it's just greater than the sum of those two put together. But nothing beats mind state. Mind state is very
important. That's where it starts.
So, speaking of stars, so AC, here's what I want to know, because, you know, I don't know as much as MP knows about you, but can you give myself and our listeners and viewers, like, the quick rundown of AC, like, where are you from, where are you now, how did you get into music, you know, basically like the origin story of AC.
Well, I'm from Wichita, Kansas. That's where I'm at now, actually. I've been here my whole life, pretty much. I started rapping, I think I was right around the age of 13, right at 13, I think I was when I first started rapping. I always been into music, just music in general. It wasn't one specific genre. My grandpa listened to country, My father's a pastor, so there's a lot of gospel in the house. You know, and then me and my brother, we was the radio listeners, so we was all about hip hop. So, you know, we got a pretty good mixture of everything. Even I know my stepmom, my father's ex-wife, she even listened to like it was a station called like 295 Rock, where it was like soft rock and contemporary stuff. So, you know, like my ears have always been open to music. So I've never been somebody that's like, ew, no rock or ew, no country. I ain't gonna do that. Right. I tell you, if it's good, it's good. I can't deny that. That shit, if that shit make my head nod, I can't deny it. I don't give a fuck what it is. That's good music. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's pretty much the start of that. And from 13 on, man, I really, I used to just freestyle a lot. That's all we used to do. Me and the homies would just freestyle. And we never really recorded nothing or anything like that. And then around when I turned 18, around that, 18, 19, I had teamed up with my partner, King Prodigy, from school, actually. And come to find out, you know, he rapped too. So we ended up doing a track together. And he was like, yo, man, you really dope. And I was like, yeah, man, you all right too, you know, and shit. Just since then, since 18 now, you know, I'm 31. We've been rapping ever since then. So that's pretty much it, man. I just always had music in my head. So I guess it was only right that one day I got it out of there.
Yeah, no, that's you know, it's a very similar, well, this is one of many things I find interesting about people in general, no matter where you go, is, you know, one of the things you said about, you know, multiple genres of music, you know, kind of hitting your radar, you know, when you were coming up. But what's cool is a lot of people, you know, a lot of people, I don't want to guess the number, but I would think more people than we think grew up like that. You know what I mean? Because then you think like, oh, you only listen to, you're like, what are you talking about? Like, I got friends, you know, one of my friends is from, was one of my best friends. I've known him since I was like 19, and he grew up in New York, like in Brooklyn. But, you know, he did move to the Midwest eventually. It's where we met. But, you know, even talking to him, I'll talk about some crazy, obscure, you know, alternative rock song from like the 90s. He's like, yo, that was shit. I'm like, you know that song? It's like, yeah, what are you talking about? Like, that song was great. So it really is, you know, you just never know what influences people. You know, and I think that people that end up making music tend to be influenced by a lot of different elements, not just one, you know. By the way, we're some Midwest boys. I grew up in Illinois. I think it's probably a bit like where you are, a lot of flat land, you know?
You know it.
And flat land and tornadoes.
That's it. So, Tornado Alley.
Absolutely, yes. Maybe not as much tumbleweed as you might have out there. I don't know if you have tumbleweed, but by the way,
you find a few on those country roads.
Okay. That's funny. Remember back in the day, tumbleweed always made it into some cartoon or something. And I was always like, does that shit really exist? It really does.
Yeah, no, that shit is real.
That's crazy. What do you feel like, you know, with music now, and I say now because I'm definitely older than both of y'all, but the industry now is so open. Do you see that as a gift or a curse? Meaning everybody can make music? You know, I say personally, I see it both ways. Everybody can make music. Yeah. Everybody can not only make music, but put music out there. Yeah. How do you feel about that? What are your personal thoughts about access?
Man, I feel the same. It's a gift and a curse because, I mean, everybody now has the platform to, you know, I mean, you say you're much older than us, but I mean, I do remember when there was still tapes, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's when I came up, you know, we was popping in tapes, cassette tapes, and people were selling cassette tapes, and you could buy the single on the cassette tape, like, and then CDs, and then MP3s, and now we hear digital streaming, everything streaming, so now everybody has the same access to the same platform as these major stars, but the curse is that shit, it's easy to get lost in the fucking sea of all of these artists submitting music on a daily. So you always got to figure out how to stand out and be different. And it's that's yeah, that's the curse. That is not a curse in music. Being an artist, that is.
That's how I feel about beat making as well. Because when I was coming up, it's like you really had to have some gear and knowledge to make it some dope shit. And now it's like people just like, oh, I got, you know, this like $10 software on my phone and I just got a platinum record. You're like, what the hell? By the way, AC, the creepy thing, and I mean creepy in a good way, the weird thing about you saying what you said is that I'm not shitting you, but before you got on here, me and MP were talking about cassettes. That's so random. Because I was talking about when I was in college, I was making instrumental music and I would put it on cassette. Because I didn't have money to get CDs because I was a broke college student. So I put cassettes in the record store on campus. So they'd sell my instrumental, you know, like, just, but yeah, like.
Hey man, but that's what was popping. You're talking about music, you can't forget about cassettes.
And I think, you know what was cool about cassettes back in the day, at least when I was really young, ironically, is when I was about, well, I'll really be dating myself if I tell you that, but I was in grade school, like elementary school, and a neighborhood kid, you know, and I grew up in cornfields of Illinois, and this neighborhood kid, he had family in New York, and he came over, and he had a cassette, because you could just, at least in my day, if somebody's like, yo, I got this album, I'll just give you a copy, so you just dub it onto the blank, and he came over to my house, I was like, what is this? He goes, this is Run DMC. I was like, ooh, let me hear this. And I was like, this is the greatest thing I've ever heard. What is this? Oh, you know, it's like new in New York, you know. So cassettes, man, they go a long way back. I'm actually one of my favorite artists. He put out a project on cassette a couple years ago just as a collector kind of item. So, yeah, it's really cool to see that.
Yo, hey, she.
Please. What's up, man?
AC.
Yes, sir.
Okay, I wanna bounce off of what you were talking about with standing out. So obviously, you know, Nipsey Hussle is a legend, of course, in the hip hop community, and he did something extremely innovative, which was his $100 mixtape album. I was not confused the labels, but you know, he did his $100. CD or whatever. What is something that you feel like you've done that's different than what other artists are doing? Because obviously doing $100 tape was not common, you know, of course that's why people talk about it. What's something you feel like what do you feel like you've done that's been innovative in your music career so far that you don't see, that you didn't see other artists doing but you decided to do, or have you done that yet?
Man, I don't know. I don't know that I've made that move yet. At least me personally, I don't feel that I've made that move yet. But that's definitely something to, you know, to kind of set my sights on. Just something that's me and my guy was just talking about, having something, you know, a moment of shock value, like just something that'll kind of make you stand out and make motherfuckers be like, oh shit, okay, now I see this guy. So, you know, I don't think I've had that yet, but I'm working on it,
Yeah, you'll definitely get there. And my next question is for you. Do you feel like you have to, because I know you talked about how you like all kinds of music. Do you ever feel like you have to kind of uphold this certain image for what people may expect from you musically? Or do you just kind of say, you know what, I'm going to go against the grain and just put out whatever, and who cares what people think I should be making?
Yeah, no, I ain't never really, I think I've always only made music based off how I felt about it. Like, I feel like whenever I try to make music for, like, other people or, like, make music that's, all right, I know they feeling this shit, so let me try to do something like this. Like, I don't ever feel like it comes out as good. And I don't ever, like, that shit that y'all probably haven't heard and probably would never hear, because I'm like, that ain't me. So I'm going to shelf that. We'll see about it. But yeah, for the most part, I generally try to make music that I feel good about, or something that I was going through, or something that spoke to me. That's just me though. I just want to stay true to myself, and that's it.
And then I got a bonus question because I had to ask. So, you know, you and I, we have done a lot of music together. I want to know for the other beat makers and producers out there, what is something that you look for when you're working with other producers?
Man, honestly, there's nothing in particular that I look for other than just good vibes. Like with you, man, I really like just the communication, man. You know what I'm saying? And I think you a dope dude, man. Like you real. You real. Yeah. No, for sure, man. You real. Like, you know, there's so many people out here that I'm going through a situation right now. I'm trying to get a service done. And it's like they treating it as if it's something I already know about, but I don't. Mm. That's like me coming into your beat machine and saying, hey man, I'm about to make this beat. Right. I don't know shit about making this beat. You know what I'm saying? So you know, eventually you're going to be like, hey man, you know, that's not how you do that. Right. You see me twirling the beat machine, trying to scratch it, talking about I'm making a record. You're like, nah, that's not how that works, bro. Like, that's what I'm doing. They're not even telling me how it works. So now I'm like, okay, so y'all don't want to run. Y'all don't operate y'all business accordingly, I guess. It's only face to face with y'all, but yeah, man. Yeah.
That's true, you know, as long as I've known MP, which is what, 2.5 years or so?
Yeah.
Or damn, 3.5 years, maybe.
Yeah, sure.
That's one of the first things we did talk about, you know, and it's always been my you know, mantra, if you will, of working with artists. It's like, you know, it is a business, but it doesn't mean you can't be a human being about it, you know what I mean? I would say, by the way, and to you, AC, and I'm sure you already know this, but you know, I always want people, I know, I'm like, I want AC to be the artist that people want to work with. I want MP to be the producer that people want to work with. So when they do get deals or whatever comes up, you're the first person they think of, because they're like, well, if somebody got a deal, I got tons of clients. If one of my clients got a record deal, you know, and some of them have, but if someone, you know, today got a record deal, if they said who's going to produce or who's going to engineer, I want to get Simon. It's like, because they know my work ethic, like MP, great work ethic, you know, do what you say you're going to do, and, you know, be trustworthy and do quality work.
Yeah.
So, well, here's going to be my last question for the day, because as always, me and MP, we could talk to our guests for hours, but we only got such a limited amount of time. But real quick, AC, what are your plans? Do you have anything in the pipeline? Do you have a single out now? What do you want to plug? This is your time to plug it.
Man, I actually got my project Limitless that's already out now on, it's not on iTunes, but it's on all other platforms, Spotify, if you got that. I'm actually working on Crepes, which is a beat produced by a mini producer. I got a video that we're working on. I'll be shooting that April 17th. Scammer, you also had that beat. I just shot a video to that on Saturday night, so that should be coming out probably next week. Other than that, man, I got a couple singles that'll be dropping this week. One is Bittersweet, which will be dropping on, I believe, Friday, and then the other is it's called This Life, and that'll be dropping on Wednesday on all platforms at midnight. Man, I don't know, I got a lot, man. Shit, I got the Mike Jones track. I'm just waiting on the artwork to get done on that, and yeah, that'll be dropping. So I don't know, probably mid-April, we'll say. Yeah, and I got a ton of shit with mini producer that, yeah.
That's dope.
I got a lot, man. I'm just working. That's it. Man, I'm just working. I'm trying to stay busy, man. That's it.
That's good. Moving, you know, forward progress is the key.
Yeah.
You know, even if you're moving slow, just move forward.
It's about your pace.
Exactly. So, and we obviously ask each other this every time. So before we close out, AC, what's the best way for people to get a hold of you if they want to hear your music or follow you? Where should they go?
Man, I should go to The Real AC. That's THEREAL_ACEY. That's on Instagram. That's the best way to follow me there. You go to my page. You go to my link right there. That's going to take you right to my link tree where shit, everything gonna be on there. My merch page, my videos page, my music page, my iTunes link, my Spotify link, shit, my home address link. No, but hey, you know what I'm saying? It's, right. Go to my IG, the real underscore ACTHAREAL underscore ACEY.
Okay, cool. And MP, you know, I gotta throw it to you. For our listeners and viewers, if people wanna hit you up, where can they reach you?
Yo, reach me at Mini Producer on all platforms, except for TikTok, Mini Producer Official. Also, my website is miniproducer.com. Yeah, that's where you can connect with me. And back to you, Simon. Where can they find you?
Well, as always, they can find me, Simon Illa, SimonIlla, everywhere. TikTok, Instagram, Snapchat, Facebook, MySpace, Black Planet, Pornhub. That last one may or may not be real. I always throw it out there to see if somebody's actually gonna check it and contact me. Go, I didn't find it on Pornhub, but you never know. Somebody's probably made a fake one by now. Oh, and don't forget, you can catch me and Mini Producer on Live IG every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern. Yeah. This is the last week of the March Madness contest. You can and if you check the finals out on April 1st, I think it is, you could catch AC in the Final Four. He's going to be throwing down, hopefully, you know, doing his thing. I know he will. I know you won't disappoint us. I can't pick favorites. I can't do that yet.
I hope not. So, I hope I don't disappoint y'all.
No, I don't think you will at all. No. So, anyway, we appreciate y'all for checking us out. As always, brought to you via the Anchor app. Go to anchor.fm. Get the app for your desktop or your phone. You can record, edit, and distribute your own podcast, just like this one that no one will listen to. That's a joke. Okay. This is brought to you by Zoom as well. And who produces this thing, MP?
Just Alchemy LLC.
That is right. So, here we are, once again, the end of another podcast. Thanks for to everybody for listening. And on behalf of AC and Mini Producer, we appreciate y'all checking it out. We'll catch y'all next time. Peace.
Peace.